Early Labors of Chekhovsky. The little city of Tory Palace was the first place M.B. Chekhovsky entered when he arrived in Europe in 1864 as an unofficial missionary. There he led Jean David Guimet and Catherine Revel to a knowledge of the Third Angel's message. They were the first STA converts in Europe. Brother Guimet describes his experience with the zealous Chekhovsky in the Revue Adventiste of May 1, 1922. In 1863, on leaving my work one evening in a silk factory in Tory Palace, in the Piedmont Valley in Italy, I saw a small group of people on the main road in front of a store. In the middle of the group was a man with a long beard and a little stick explaining the prophecy of with the help of a prophetic chart. It was Mr. M.B. Chekhovsky. As far as I was concerned, I didn't belong to any church, and I had had no religious instruction. I was won to this truth as soon as I heard it, and thus became the first Seventh-day Adventist, with Sister C. Revel, as far as date is concerned. The Review and Herald, December 27, 1973, p. 20. Guimet and Chekhovsky and later heralds of the Advent in those Waldensian valleys, like the Bordeaux brothers, must have hoped that they could lead some of these Bible-loving people to the full light of the present truth. Doubtless they succeeded to some extent, but the harvest from those valleys was not yet ripe. Mrs. White wrote prophetically, "There will be many, even in these valleys, where the work seems to start with such difficulty, who will recognize the voice of God speaking to them through His Word, and, coming out from under the influence of the clergy, will take their stand for God and the truth. This field is not an easy one in which to labor, nor is it one which will show immediate results, but there is an honest people here who will obey in time. The persecutions which their fathers endured have made them apathetic and close-mouthed, and they look upon strangers and strange doctrines with suspicion. But the miracle of God's mercy, working with man's human effort, will yet cause the truth to triumph upon the very soil where so many have died to defend it. Knowledge will be increased, faith and courage will revive, and the truth will shine as the light of the morning all through these valleys. The old battlefield will yet be the scene of victories now unseen, and the adoption of Bible truth will vindicate the past fidelity of their fathers." Guimet was like Zacchaeus, small of stature but honest in heart, a man with unbounded energy, and destined to be a leader in the publishing ministry of the Church. E. Niney, prominent in the publishing work in the Euro-Africa division, recently wrote about this pioneer and Chekhovsky, his mentor. Brother Guimet devoted himself to the spreading of the gospel. He accompanied Brother Chekhovsky in Switzerland in 1866, where he helped him in his evangelistic labors, in publicity, and in building, earning his livelihood in between times. In 1867, Chekhovsky built a house in St. Blaise, Switzerland, and set up a print shop and founded the journal The Everlasting Gospel with J.D. Guimet and Ludomir Chekhovsky as the printers, and Anna de Prado as the editor. Unfortunately, lack of funds forced the journal to be discontinued after only 2 years. During his stay in Tramelan, Switzerland, he translated Daniel and the Revelation by Uriah Smith into French. It was never published. After 1870, he spent a number of years in the Piedmont, where he married Teresa Trombotto. In 1877, J. N. Andrews visited the Waldensian valleys and made such an impression on my wife that she cried when she heard of his death, Guimet wrote. During the winter of 1884 to 1885, D.T. Bordeaux, an American minister, and Albert Voyemir, a Swiss, gave public lectures. Among those who were baptized was the wife of J.D. Guimet. Shortly afterward, a church was established in Tory Palace. In 1885, Ellen G. White visited the Waldensian Valley, a visit that had a decisive influence upon Brother Guimet and his choice of a future vocation. He became a book evangelist about 1886. Ibid, December 27, 1970.